Welcome to Ghost to Show You, Bonus Ghost, where we interview our friends about their firsthand paranormal experiences. On this episode, we talk to Lillian's friend, former colleague, and Worcester, Massachusetts' most famous fashion influencer, John. Please enjoy. What's your name?
My name's John.
Don.
Hi, friends.
Yeah, John, who is here with us this lovely evening, this chilly December Eve.
It's frigid.
It's freezing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't like it. But it sets the mood for a spooky ghost story.
The cold is really spooky.
Yeah. No, it's, makes my bones chatter.
What?
Okay. Nope. Teeth is what I was looking for, but are kind of bones. Okay. So
okay.
Going great.
They are bones. You know what? PSA, teeth are bones.
Yeah. So drink your milk. So John,
Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm John. I have lived in New York for like 2 years, originally from Massachusetts.
Where in Massachusetts?
Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester.
I'm a Worcester kid. I need my... Can I swear on this? On this channel? I need my fucking hot cup, kid. Yeah. Do you have any Perk 30s? Yeah, like that's how...
Someone at home is going nuts over that
reference.
They're like,
oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
You know he didn't.
They're like, Deborah, this dude knows me. That's exactly how I talk to
Deborah. Very specific Worcester name.
But yeah, I went to school in... Fitchburg, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Which is where like my second, I would say, ghost encounter happened.
Is that Western Mass?
It's like 30 minutes from Central Mass.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's right at the border of New Hampshire.
Got it.
So before that, my first one was when I was in Boy Scouts.
Oh.
And I was at Gettysburg. Yeah, Gettysburg.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and we stayed like right outside of like the really historical parts, like where the fields are and all that like really fucked up stuff.
Yeah.
And we had walked over to like this monument, like a war monument. And
really quick, sorry, just want to set more of a scene. What age were you?
Oh yeah, I was like 9.
Okay.
8 or 9, and it was really late. Like it was like 9 or 10-ish, and we got to the statue. There were no adults with us. And
how many of there were you?
Probably like 6 or 7 of us.
Okay, so you guys just went rogue. You were maybe supposed to be asleep?
Yeah.
Presumably?
Yeah,
you snuck out.
Yeah, we snuck out. We went to go see this cool...
information.
True. We went to go see this like sick Civil War thing. Is that
nice
what happened
kid.
In Gettysburg?
Yeah.
Civil War? Yeah. So we went to go see this... the statue, there was some kind of like racist man on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at it, and then someone reached out to like touch it, and someone took a picture of them touching it. And then as soon as they took the picture, the wind like wasn't windy at all. And then the wind, as soon as they touched it and the flash went off, like picked up like crazy, like super scary. Like,
whoa.
Crazy. So we all like got the shit scared out of us, and we're like running down the street, and while we're running he looked at the picture and it was full of orbs, like of orbs, and we were like, oh my God. So that was the first time, and it like made an impression on me for sure, but I always kind of was like, no, this is BS, it's just like it's dust in the picture, like it was just the wind, but it was definitely scary. But then it was confirmed when I was in college.
Shit.
Yeah. I stayed in my junior year. I lived in one of the oldest nursing homes that was converted into dorms. So it was like one of the first nursing homes in the country.
Okay.
In Fitchburg, literally on the side of the building, it says old ladies'
home.
So
Fitchburg was at the forefront of treating old people.
It was.
Before that, people were like, they're disposable. Like, let them die.
Just shoot them. Just gotta shoot. Put them down.
Well, what I found out, and actually, I Googled this because I wanted to make sure I had the right info. It wasn't like the notion of this old ladies' home, quote unquote, was nice. It was for rich people.
Right.
You could only take care of your, you know, dying
Nana.
Mom, I would think that you would want your dying old rich women to die, you know, because then you stand to inherit their money.
A little murder mystery is how Emily prefers the old people go.
Unless you're from the Upper East Side and then they leave it to their cat.
Yeah. It's been known to happen.
It's interesting that they would turn a nursing home into dorms. I guess it makes exact sense because they're like the dorms of the elderly.
It's true.
Right? So it's a perfect one-to-one.
It was.
You know?
It was. And it was like preposterously nice. Originally, it was for the sorority.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple sororities, but it was for like one specific sorority. And then they converted it into like kind of senior level off-campus housing.
Okay.
But a couple notable things. The building itself is literally one of the most beautiful like Victorian era buildings I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the nicest place half of the people in there will ever live.
Wow. So not a great school.
No, me included. It was ludicrously nice for what it is. Okay. Like crown molding, built-ins everywhere. All of the original, like there was this door. I remember this specifically. When you first walk in, there was like a parlor. Like a kind of a formal like chilling area, and the door to it when I first
love a
saw
formal
it.
Chill. Yeah. You know what? Sometimes I just get together with my girls and we formally chill. Yeah. Sorry, go on.
No, you're fine. When I first went in, I was with my dad who builds cabinets for a living, and mm-hmm. he noticed this door, and I thought it was just a pocket door, and he was looking at it, and he closed it into the wall, and he's like, "This isn't a pocket door." I found out that it's a really specific kind of door that spirals into the wall. So specific that there are only two people left in the country that know how to work on them, and they had to call some dude from like Alabama to come fix this door from the 1800s.
What's a pocket door?
So a pocket door is a door that goes into the wall. There's like a hole cut out inside the wall that the door goes into.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was like some kind of insane like 19th century spiral pocket door.
Okay.
So yeah, like two people left that know how to fix it type. So this house was like incredible. The kitchen had like full Miele appliances. The fridge was like I looked it up. It's like a $20,000 fridge.
Jesus.
Every drawer had a touch screen that you would touch and it would let you set the temperature. And like what was inside
what school was this?
A random like state school in Massachusetts, like 73% acceptance
rate. And I'm
rate.
Paying for this for my taxes?
Yes, you're paying for it. Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah. Wow, that's nuts.
Don't tread on me.
Can you tell us the name of the school?
Yeah, it's Fitchburg State University.
Oh, of course.
I'm a proud alumnus.
Okay, all right. Go Fighting Fitches.
Yeah.
The Falcons. The Falcons.
The Squirming Falcons.
The Squirming
Falcons.
I don't know. Wow, interesting. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So really fancy building, really beautiful. One of the first things that I didn't know originally that it was a nursing home. I just knew it was really old. One of the first things that kind of tipped me off was there was like in that parlor, there was a closet. And one day me and my friends that were living there opened the closet and it was full of like scrapbooks kind of. And we opened one and one of them was an old Fitchburg State yearbook, which was insane. It was from like the 30s.
Cool.
And then another one was like, it was like a scrapbook of all the people that lived in the nursing home.
Oh.
From like literally from forever ago. And I like made the connection and I'm like, we should not be opening this book because we are literally cursing ourselves. Like, we can see the people that died in here because it's a nursing home. So it's like everyone that's in that book died there.
They're like, don't you dare look at my fucking picture. Yeah. You looked at my picture. Oh, it's all over now. You're getting haunted.
Young man.
Nobody's opened this book for 80 years. Like, yeah.
Was it like 60s or was it like it was way earlier?
Yeah, it was earlier than that. Whoa. Like 20s, 30s.
Shit. Wow. That's like pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was like the first tip off. And then I got like the backstory from someone that worked there. And then I eventually worked for the school. So I knew a little bit more about it. And then the first thing that was notable was that my friend, and this happened all the time, my friend would be in her room watching TV and her TV would shut off just randomly while she was watching TV. And then she would plug it back in and then it would be fine. But it happened kind of often. And she tested it out with the outlet to see if it was, and it wasn't, it didn't do it on anything else. And then like it would, when she would go on vacation, she would come back and her TV would be on, like it would have turned itself on, and it would always be on like Friends or something really specific.
Friends, okay.
Like a local channel.
Creepy.
It was playing Friends, so that was especially weird. And then the experience that I had that was the most significant was that I was, it was kind of late at night, like 8:30-ish, and I went down into the kitchen, and I was always really frustrated because the kitchen was so nice, as I described, and no one kept it clean.
Sure.
So it was literally like a $50,000 kitchen, and people just like left shit everywhere. They would leave like food out. It was really gross.
Yeah, that is scary.
So I walked, yeah, it's pretty scary. So I walked in, and there was milk all over the floor, and I knew it was milk because it had those classic black and white kitchen tiles, like the really old school ones. And it was on the black tile and it was all over it. And I'm like, who? I was like talking to myself. I'm like, who fucking spills milk on the floor and doesn't clean it up? So I like go around the corner to get a paper towel and my friend came in. And I was like, can you believe this? Like people keep this kitchen so messy. Somebody spilled milk on the floor. And she's like, what are you talking about? And I like go around the corner and I'm like right there. And I point and it's gone.
What?
It just isn't there. And she's like, are you like... I'm like, no, like there was milk there. And then I turned and I saw like a figure go past the doorway, but it went like...
Like a shadow?
Yeah, like a shadow, but it didn't go into the hallway. It like went into basically the wall. So it wouldn't have made sense where it was going. So it wasn't a person that I knew. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to bed now.
Whoa.
It was so scary. It really messed me up because it was something that I physically saw and there's nothing else that it could have been. Like...
Damn.
Yeah, this phantom ass milk.
That's so weird.
It was really weird.
That's so crazy. You weren't like super fucked up or anything?
No, it was normal. I was sober. That's what was weird about it. Because like, yeah, every time I think about it, my brain tries to like tell myself that it was something else, but nothing else makes sense. What would it be and how would it disappear? Like no. It was definitely milk.
Right. And I mean, no matter what it was, how would it disappear? Like, what how the could hell? You see a white substance on the tiles?
Was there a carton? It was just the milk.
No, it was, yeah, there was no carton. No, no like evidence of what it was.
Might have been ghost jizz.
Yeah, it was ghost cum.
You
yeah,
know, the sure. highest STD levels are in nursing homes.
Are in ghosts.
So,
and in koalas.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, huge, huge deal for them. That's so, did you have like a, was there like a feeling there or?
Yeah, I felt really unsettled for sure.
Before and after or just like specifically?
I'd say like, yeah, I would say a little bit before.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was really...
What about in general in the building, like while you were living
after
there?
After that, I felt really weirded out. Like after that, I definitely felt...
Because you were aware of this energy. Experience.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the thing with the TV was happening like the whole year that my friend lived there. So that always kept me on edge too.
Did other people besides her like feel any, see anything?
Yeah, people, there were definitely stories. I didn't hear any other stories directly, but people always talked about it being haunted.
It makes sense. I mean, that would be like ground zero.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
like just actual deaths like constantly happening and then you're just like a bunch of kids partying.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good movie set.
And they're like,
yeah.
Okay, right in the script.
Wow.
Okay, right in the script.
Okay.
Maybe
there was an old person that died, you know, like slipped on milk or like they were going down for milk and then they slipped and died and then they, now that's what happens.
Yeah, that could happen.
They that's reanimate true. That same sequence. Over and over.
Getting cookies are a surprise.
Are you writing this down for your movie?
Yes, yep, I got it. Kitchen accident, deadly. Okay, milk involved.
Yeah.
This is already a hit.
It is. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Jesus, that's so weird. Have you had anything happen to you since that's like...
No, not really.
It was just that place.
It was just that place, which is what's so surreal. That's why I think that's why like when I think back on it, my brain tries to doubt it.
Sure.
Because I haven't had any other experiences like that. So I'm always like, oh, no, like ghosts aren't real. Like this is all BS. And then I think about that. And I'm like, no, like I definitely saw this ectoplasm, this like ancient whatever the fuck it was.
Ghost cum.
Definitely it's ghost cum. Isn't that what, is that what ectoplasm is?
It's like a remnant like, of.
Honestly, nobody knows.
Yeah.
It right. used Scientists to be just like a cheesecloth that women would pull out of their vaginas during medium sessions. And they would be like, this is ectoplasm. They would be like, put it or have it in their mouth.
For real?
And like spit it out. But that was like when everyone was faking.
Is that
being
real?
A medium. Yeah. They would hide.
Holy shit.
Women would hide cheesecloths in.
Because ectoplasm, you've seen those pictures that are like super old, like medium seance sessions. And they, okay. Well, everyone would take pictures and be like, this is ectoplasm, but it was just like wadded up cheesecloth that they would like spew out of their mouth.
Like cummy cheesecloth.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, I don't think that's what, in this case, it was actually ghost milk. Just different than ectoplasm. When you milk a ghost, you're going to want to see.
You're going to want to apply cheesecloth first before you milk.
A lot of and nutrients it comes out of a ghost different milk. Area.
Yeah, God. Bottle it up, baby. Okay.
Inject it directly into my veins.
Yeah.
Truly.
Ghost milk.
I want to do some research on this place. That sounds nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. If you look up...
Fitchburg State.
Yeah, the name of the building itself is Cedar House.
Okay.
Under, like, Fitchburg State nomenclature.
Okay.
Which I studied in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called the, if you type in Fitchburg Old Ladies Home, you'll see it. I think it was built in like 1900. So it's not as old as you would expect, but it was one of the first, like the history of, I was actually reading on the history of like retirement homes. And they're relatively new, especially as like the concept that we know them as.
Well, also we are living now longer than we ever had. Like once people started not dying when they were like 30, they were like, fuck, what do we do with these people?
Yeah.
Put them in a home.
Put them in a place where you don't have to go.
Well, you don't have to ever think about them and they die and spill milk 40 years later and they freak somebody out and then he has to do a podcast about it.
And then he drops out. And then
I wonder if they thought about that when they... created the nursing home.
Yeah. The consequences all led down to the this. Line of a man having to fucking do a podcast.
Yeah. Being forced to do a podcast.
Forced.
Being forced to drink a Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
Oh, no. There was no
on a ghost anymore.
And talk to two spooky girls about your experiences. Man, that's so weird. I don't know what I would do if something just... I mean, I feel like I'm always like, where are my keys? But... If it were something,
sounds like you should be in a nursing home, Lillian.
Sign me up. I don't want to do anything anymore. But if I saw something that was just simply not there, that would weird me out.
Yeah.
That's really spooky.
It makes you question your own. I think like the most unsettled times that I experience, and I would say for most other people, is like when you're either gaslit by someone or like by your own thoughts. So when you're questioning your own thoughts, you're like,
yeah,
like what the fuck even is reality? Like,
yeah,
it's some like Wizard of Oz behind the curtain shit.
Well, I think I think trusting your gut is so important all the time. But like with that stuff, it's like, what else are you gonna do?
Right,
you'll go mad. You know,
and that's the end goal of this podcast is that eventually we go mad, and then that's it.
And then that's it, and that's a really, and then they have to make a podcast about the making of this podcast about how we made ourselves go crazy.
So yeah,
meta.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. We're creating futures for people.
Yeah.
Cool.
Jobs.
Job creators.
Your job creators. Yeah, this is good.
But we're not paying you for this podcast. So.
Well, you know.
Wait, I have to.
You need to
leave. Well, you're done anyway.
Well, I kind of have a haircut.
Yeah.
Well, great.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that with
thank
us.
Thank you for sharing your ghost milk with us.
Of course.
Yeah.
One other thing I can think of is that when I was a kid, I always stayed at my grandparents' house in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I didn't know like what radiators were. Like I knew what they. I knew that.
You're a
I knew
stupid child.
Existed. I was a dumb idiot child.
Yeah.
And the room that I would stay in was marked by a plaque as the quail room because in the 90s, God, I'm so bad with politics. Dan Quayle,
yes,
slept there. Cause my,
at your grandparents' house?
Yeah, my grandfather was a Republican state rep for New Hampshire.
Oh.
So when Dan Quayle was in the area, this is in Littleton, New Hampshire. So when he was in the area, he was looking for a place to stay, and they offered their house. So he slept in my grandparents' house where my dad grew up, and I would sleep in the room. But now I always like heard noises and didn't know what they were, and it was Dan Quayle was there with me.
Shut the
Is Dan Quayle alive?
He's alive, but he's channeling. He's got a strong energy. I feel like he was there.
Misspelling potato.
Yeah, 100%.
With an E.
I remember specifically they had a book outside of the Quayle room that was like a Where's Waldo, but it was Where's Dan Quayle.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I really that want is, that book.
You sleep in one room and all of a sudden everybody build gets the whole all house fucking around you. Crazy around you.
Wow, yeah. Incredible.
Yeah, so that's my other.
That's a great one. Well, thanks for talking to us, John.
Yeah, thanks,
John.
You're
welcome. Anytime.
And I hope you have a spooky night.
No.
I will.
No. Should we do a different ending?
No, it's good. No, it's good.
A spooky ending to the podcast. The end.
Ghosts to Show You is created and written by Emily Panic and Lillian Devane. The podcast is edited by Emily Panic. Our original theme song is by LP, and our artwork is by Paco Park. If you like the podcast, please rate and subscribe, and if you don't, then don't. Follow us on Instagram @ghosts to show you. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.